USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading down south this afternoon, making a visit to the Atlanta area, where coronavirus cases have been spiking recently, but that's not the topic of discussion. He'll be stopping by the UPS hub near Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to discuss transportation initiatives and to announce ways to cut down the time it takes to get environmental permits for large projects. 87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still hospitalized, being treated for a possible infection. It's tax day, but not just for last year's tax return. More than $1.5 billion is unclaimed from the 2016 tax season, and any one of the estimated 1 million Americans who wants that money back must file their 2016 return today as well if they haven't already done so. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Saying the free world should not tolerate abuses against the people of Hong Kong by the Chinese government, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again condemning the crackdown on Hong Kong.
President Trump signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and announced a series of actions through a presidential executive order. If China treats Hong Kong as one country and a single system, so must we.
Speaking this morning, he says there could be more U.S. sanctions coming against China. He also ripped China's response to the coronavirus, saying Beijing should have been much more transparent during the early days of the outbreak. Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will not be returning to the U.S. Senate, at least not this election. Sessions losing his primary election to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville. President Trump had endorsed the rival of his former AG. He insulted Sessions often after Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The CDC is now calling on everybody in America to put on a face mask to help slow the spread of coronavirus. CDC leaders writing an editorial that appeared yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association arguing studies show that masking can lead to the U.S. getting the outbreak under control. The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.